the shape of that one. I wonder what it's like on the inside. They're coming over. No, surely not. Stop looking at the window display. It's not for you. Stop. Take your hand off the door. No, 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 no. Hello. Welcome to Haters Gonna Hat, the premier haberdashery of the capital. Watching you from across the street, I have no idea what you're talking about. I am Marcia of the Maxilla. It's a pleasure. Oh, very astute. That is a necromancer title. You saw all the fake skulls in my shop used as mannequins for hats, and you thought as much? Oh, don't worry your pretty little head. They're completely fake. I love it when the gorgeous ones are also observant. I just have to get a closer look at you. Come here. What is a Maxilla? Why does a necromancer have a hat shop? Oh, you're so adorable and curious. I own the shop, actually. Why don't you pick out a few hats you're interested in? And I'll lock the door so we're not interrupted. Okay? Yes. Then I'll answer all your questions and take care of that stunning head of yours. Have a seat at the mirror when you've made your selections, my darling patron. I'll be right back. There. Now I have you all to myself. I hope you're all right with people touching your face and your head. Oh, I know, it's so intimate. Having a hand on your face. Even between lovers, it's quite romantic. Yet there's real heroes in the world that do it every day. Makeup artists, hatters, opticians. Every day they gently touch the face of dozens of strangers. Right. Just like I'm doing to you now. I have to hold your chin to measure your hat. Right. Aw, you're cute when I force your head to nod. Now, I'll have to be quite close to your ears to make some adjustments and measure you. I hope you don't mind. Your cheeks are quite red, darling. Take a deep breath. We're just shopping. It's all right. Try to straighten your back. Stretch out your neck. Ah, beautiful. Let me see what you picked out. A raspberry beret. Excellent choice under most circumstances, but not yours. What else? Oh. A toque. I wasn't aware I had any on display still. I believe in some regions they call it a wool cap. But darling, the snow has already begun to melt. You cannot wear a winter hat. I won't allow it. Even if it does bring out your eyes beautifully. You think I'm bossy? Thank you. Just wait, though. We've only just begun. And your last option was... Ah, a cowboy hat with marigolds on it. These are so popular right now. Oh, I know. Florals for spring? Groundbreaking. But groundbreaking or no, the brim is too wide. It would cast a shadow over your lovely maxilla bone. And it's so perfect. I couldn't bear to have a hand in hiding it. Yes, darling. The maxilla is the upper jawbone. It is incredible. So very unique. The shape of it is like no other. And it gives you much of your good looks. Not to mention your beautiful voice. You don't think your voice is lovely? How modest. Your words are gently tossed into the air. Your maxilla bone. Forgive me as I drag my finger down it. It gives you the volume and the depth of your voice. It makes your skull feel less heavy. Isn't that interesting? And despite having a voice that others would love to hear, you're more of a listener, I gather. Now, I need to measure your skull, I mean your head. I hope you don't mind the feeling of fingers through your hair. There you go. Just relax, pretty thing. You've been working hard, haven't you? I can feel the tension in your neck. Take a deep breath in. And a long, slow breath out. Feel the tension leave your body. Oh. Bad things have been happening to you. Everything went to shit. I have a hard truth for you. It's not easy, but you need to hear it. The problems you have are literally everyone else's fault. You're perfect. Don't change a thing. Oh, you know I'm right. Now, tell me something about yourself. I want to hear your voice. Share something vulnerable. What do you fear? No? Did you say no? This does not align with my fantasy. Ah, You want to know why you must share your fears? Oh, your tone is much more agreeable. Now that my fingers are gripped in your hair and I pulled your head back. I'm still taking your measurements, darling. Trust me, I'm a professional. But to answer your question, when we share our wounds and our fears, that is the shortcut to trust and intimacy. I want you to be vulnerable with me. I want you to trust me. Oh, you're so reluctant. Here is my counterpoint. The very thing you are afraid of when you share your vulnerability is what makes it so beautiful in the first place. The fact that not everyone will care for it. When we share the tender parts of our souls with others, we risk rejection and judgment. Painful things. That is what makes being vulnerable so beautiful, so intimate. Oh, you are correct again. I'll quit pulling your head back. The hate we can receive for showing our truest self is the very thing that makes authenticity so beautiful. And you've figured out why my shop is called what it is. Oh, darling, you're brilliant. I would expect nothing less from you. A skull as beautiful as yours could only house a compelling, brilliant mind. You like it when I rub your temples as a reward. You're so sweet. Like a cat starved for affection. I'm afraid I can't let you go. Don't make me grip your hair again. We've only spoken for a few minutes, and I'm already obsessed with you. I was terrified when you came into my shop. I didn't want to cover up any part of your beautiful head. Yes. And, darling, I'm afraid my obsession is your problem. So I'll give you two choices. Stay with me and give me the contents of your mind willingly. Over dinner dates and pillow talk, long conversations and whispered words. Or you try and fail to escape me, and I take the contents of your mind in a much more literal sense. Although you won't feel a thing, I promise. Now, do you want to share yourself willingly? I'll take good care of you. Ah, oh, a nod of your beautiful head. I knew it. You're too smart to put yourself in danger. We're going to have so much fun. Close your eyes for a moment. Feel my hand at your throat. And my fingers in your hair. I'm going to be so good to you.